I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, hello everybody. Well, that was a lot of fun. Really want to thank, all of our fans, all the family and friends of our players and our staff are coming out and supporting us all spring. It was just awesome to watch. The city of Seattle is a football city, and the goal is every single spring, I just want to pack more people in here to come out to a huge event and get to watch a game and get to watch the new team and see what's in store for the fall. And I'm hoping this is a huge annual event that everybody would love to come to and get to enjoy an actual game. You guys hope that we were trying to create, get a little drama there towards the end, but they got up by 9. So, but it was fun at least watching that last drive go there. But I think every single year, this is a really good start, having 9,000 plus fans there. And hopefully, next year and years to come, we just have more and more fans to support us and to show the country that football means a lot in the city of Seattle and the state of Washington and in the Northwest and on the West Coast and in the Pac-12. Questions?
Was that your motivation for bringing back the spring game or making it a game, is just to kind of showcase the program?
It's that, but it's also great for our players to be in front of people and have to perform. They need to get used to that. And we have a lot of new players on our team, coming from high school, and they're playing in front of a couple thousand fans or whatever it is. It's a whole new game when you're playing in front of a huge stadium with a huge following. And the more we can get our players more comfortable playing with the lights shining on them, the better we will perform when it's a real game. But it also goes hand in hand. We want our fans and everyone to see us. We want our recruits, possible recruits, younger recruits, to be able to see us. We want to show the country that Seattle's a football town and that they love their football. I mentioned it before, other areas of the country, they pack their spring games. It's packed all the way. You can't even get a ticket. And that's the way it needs to be in Seattle. For the things that we want to do here and the places that we want to go, it needs to be that important to our city and our fans.
You think that's going to take, you talk about wanting to have 70,000 here for a spring game eventually. I think there's a reputation on the West Coast that, whether it's because there's, the teams are located in more metro areas or there's more to do or whatever, that's just not something that happens out here. What do you think that's going to take?
We're going to have to win some games this fall. That's what it's going to take. And make sure we have an exciting product out there. Win some games. Win some championships, win some big bowl games, and I believe we'll get a bunch of people here. It'll be a hot selling ticket. It'll be free. And just spring football, I always want it to be free. I want people to be able to come here and bring their families, and I think it's going to happen. I know it'll happen. I know the city of Seattle loves their football, and if we give them a good product, they'll come see us.
So obviously, NFL draft going on too, and you got a try-on here after being drafted, and your two captains of this game, Kirkland and Auden, could have gone and been in that draft. How important is it that those guys say that they're here and that they're setting an example?
Yeah, I'm so proud of those two older men now. She's going to say young men. They're still young, I guess. But, first with Cade and Jackson, of course, they could have went on. They could have got their name called in these last 3 days in the NFL draft. But I know they felt there was unfinished business of what happened this last fall. They know we had a budding team that was just ready to break out with only playing 4 games. And they're energized and enthusiastic to come back here and finish off what we didn't get to finish last year. And then they want to work on a few things as well to make sure they're they're prepared for that next step in their career. And so I think they made a very mature decision. They had a really good spring football. They're great captains for our team. And I'm so glad that they're going to be dogs for one more fall.
Jimmy, Jeremiah Martin's a guy that you recruited out of high school. He wound up at Texas A&M. He didn't do a lot there, and there was some talk that they were disappointed with him or he wasn't being used properly. What are you doing differently with Jeremiah here than he was doing at Texas A&M? And how is he getting his hands on so many balls?
Yeah, you know, we know that he was a big-time football player coming out of high school. We knew the person. We knew he was a fit here at the University of Washington. You know, we didn't dive into what happened when he was in college and watch what they were doing, because people teach different things. They teach different techniques and schemes. But we saw a player that we could bring in here, and as long as he bought in, which he has, that we can develop into a possible all-league player for the University of Washington. And he's right on track. Early in spring, it was swimming a little bit, you know, trying to catch up with the techniques, catch up with all the schemes that we put in. Coach Gregory, like we love to do, we just really just throw everything at our players really early, bunch of installs, and he was able to handle it. And then he started to play faster about week two, week three, and he played really well today. And so now we're going to lock him in the weight room and get him bigger, faster, and stronger. And we feel like we have a really good player for us that's going to contribute very heavily in the fall.
Just his ability to get his hands on as many balls as he has.
Yeah, he's very, very tall, and he's got a long wingspan. And, Coach Malloy does a good job of teaching hand-to-hand. Once the hand goes up, hand-to-hand, that's something we've always taught all of our pass rushers. He definitely has a knack for it.
Jackson mentioned that Dylan's been working to pick up the offensive line calls. What have you seen from Dylan in his progression this spring, learning the offense and the intricacies a little bit more?
You said Jackson's been what now? I'm sorry.
You said that Dylan has been working to pick up the offensive line calls this spring. And so how much have you seen Dylan progress in that sense and just picking up the offense a little bit more and the understanding?
Oh, Dylan, he's a gym rat. He's a gym rat. He's in here all the time. I see him probably most often just going by my office, going to meet with JD. Him going into our offense now for a second consecutive year now, and it was obviously a short year last year, is just going to do benefits for his game and benefits for our offense. He's going to study even more now, now that we're going to have this time before training camp. And yeah, him knowing protections, when to check it, when not to check it, where to throw the ball, where not to throw the ball, getting us in and out of good plays and also out of bad plays is going to help our offense. It's going to help our team.
Do you get the sense that his teammates regard him as, you know, the returning starting quarterback that he is, that they kind of look at him as the guy?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Dylan Morse is our returning starting quarterback. And, I think they look at a lot of people as returning starters across our whole roster, you know, on defense and you know, on offensive line, all positions, receiver, running back, whatever it may be. But also everybody knows that you got to compete every single day to show the coaches and show your teammates that you're the guy. None of us are ever going to sit back and rest and say, okay, yeah, I made it. I'm comfortable in my position. We don't want anybody to be comfortable. We want everybody to always be striving and growing and trying to develop and become better. And I know Dylan has that mindset.
Jimmy, this was a full contact scrimmage and open to the fans and encouraging the players to be involved. You still had to probably set some ground rules if they didn't tee off on each other and hurt each other. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's been awesome. I mean, all spring and really since we've been here and since 2014, I always tell these guys how to practice like pros. We need to play at a high level, high speed, but at the same time, we got to protect each other. We got to make sure that our teammate is able to play when we get to the fall and we play real opponents. And so it's a really fine line, but I think our team is in a really good spot. I don't think a lot of teams practice the way we practice. This is something that I took from the National Football League that I know helps our team, the tempos that we play. And for sure, you saw today, obviously the quarterback was not live. We want to protect those guys. But also at the same time, we're not going to take any questionable hits, questionable cuts, any of those sort of things, because we're going to want Jackson Kirkland mauling a D lineman next year. We're going to want Braylon Trice getting off the ball and going getting sacks against our opponents in the fall. And I could go on and on and on. And that's how I tell our team. We got to be able to protect each other, and they've done a nice job of that.
We saw kind of a classic Richard Newton run, the 15-yard kind of slashing right off the middle. I mean, how would you evaluate his spring and also what he's capable of in the next step?
Rich came in fantastic shape for spring football. And I believe Rich is on his way to do big things, like he's done big things for us, but this could be his biggest year yet. That was an excellent run. I had a really good close-up look at it. That's the Rich Newton that we know and love. And he still needs room for improvement, and he knows that. And I can't wait to watch his improvement here in the next 3 months as we enter into training camp. But he is on track to have a huge year for us. And it's so cool. I mean, that you guys know our running back room is stacked with talent. You guys see all those guys back there that are also making plays. And those guys are going to continue to push. That's the awesome thing about competition. And that's what I love about it. There's competition all the way throughout all of our position groups on our whole team and on both sides of the ball and special teams. And that competition is going to make our team better.
Whatever it was that kept him out of your guys' last two games last year, what did he need to change? What did you see him improve on since then?
Yeah, I mean, there was a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, obviously, we're going through a pandemic, things that, you know, I don't want to talk about with all medical issues and all that stuff. And so all I know is now where he's at is the best version of Rich Newton that I've seen. He's in shape. He's dialed in. He knows protections, knows where to run the football. He's running hard. I am extremely excited for him to really, he's had a breakout year, but I'm really excited to have his best season yet as a Husky here coming up in the fall of 2021.
Jimmy, it looks like you're going to be able to have some official visits starting June 1. What's your schedule between now and that?
Yeah, so we're going to evaluate. This is awesome. We got so many team reps. You guys were out there for basically every practice, right? You guys are out there for every practice. That's awesome. So you guys saw all the team reps that we've had. So first thing, we're gonna meet with the players, and we always want to meet with the players and have evaluations with their coach, with me, with the coordinator. We'll do all of that next week. Give these guys just a little bit of a break. And then after that, lock them back in the weight room, like I mentioned out there, and get them bigger, faster, and stronger. And then as a staff, we'll go back and look at our schemes on all three phases. It's all about growing and developing and getting better. And so we'll look, hey, this wasn't very good. We need to change this. Or, wow, that worked really well. We want to keep that in the game plan. And that goes for all three phases of our game. So we're going to go in there and get better as a staff. And then, of course, do the recruiting stuff that we've been doing since the pandemic started, which is all virtual right now. Phone calls, FaceTimes, Zooms, until the dead period's lifted on June 1st.
How would you assess the learning curve for Sam Huard throughout this spring and just what his progression looked like?
It probably is exactly what we thought would happen. Here's a quarterback that's, you know, coming from a system that does not go under center, doesn't have multiple checks. He's facing a defense that is throwing a lot at him that he's never seen in high school. And so I think his progression is right where it needs to be. He's an early enrollee that could still be in high school right now, but now he's thrust in there to going against an NFL style defense with blitzes coming from all different directions and sticky coverage and different fronts. And we're showing him one thing, and then he thinks he's got the right check, but then we're bouncing into another front, and then now all of a sudden he's in a wrong check. So there was a lot thrown at him. And then at the same time, he's got to learn the offense, but he is right on track. He's right on track. I know this. He was better today than he was in day one of spring football. And he's going to be better when we enter into training camp than he was the last day of spring football.
Elijah Jackson's interception, just thoughts on that and his spring. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, very, very proud of Elijah. He is a extremely hard worker. He's very intuitive and wants to always learn the next thing. Reminds me a lot of Sidney Jones. how Sidney Jones was as a freshman. I'm very excited about his speed, his agility, the way he's playing faster now. He still has to play faster, but I really believe he'll end up being one of our next corners after those two starters with Trent McDuffie and Kyler Gordon, and you'll see him mixing in there in that battle to play corner or to be the third corner as well when we get into our special packages when we have three, four corners on the field. He's right on track. Another young man I'm excited about.
Seems like Braylon Trace has been mentioned by just about everybody this spring. What's made him stand out to you?
So proud of Braylon. You know, for him opting out, you know, personal reasons, and then him to come back in here with just a completely different mindset. He took a huge step in the weight room. That was the first thing. You know, he had to get some weight on, some strength on his frame. He did that, and now you can see him just playing with way more confidence, way more ferocity. I mean, it's awesome to watch. He was one guy that I went up to right after this spring game was over and just gave him a big hug. I'm very proud of him. He's come a long way. And, you know, this could be one of the players that, you know, that maybe you guys know about, but Husky Nation doesn't know about. But then all of a sudden, the first couple of games in the fall, you're going to start hearing his name called out a lot.
Aside from Zion, are there any long-term injury concerns with any of the guys we saw today on scooters and
suits? Yeah, no, there's not. And, you know, we'll address those later, but no, there's not.
Jimmy, all the analysts say this is a top 20 football team. Is it better than that, or is it on target? What do you think?
What would you say this is a tough?
All the analysts have called this a top 20 football team.
Oh, gotcha.
Before the spring started. How do you feel about it now?
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited about our football team. I know they are very hungry. There's a feeling of unfinished business from last year. I know, you know, the way our season was abruptly ended, and the fight that we had in every single game that we played. I know there's a hunger there and competitiveness that they want to go out there with a chip on their shoulder, and they want to go out there and play some quality football. And so, you know, the rankings and all that, I'll tell you this, I'll answer those questions at the end of the season after the championship game. Then I would love to talk about rankings and all that. But we can't worry about the rankings. And those are completely out of our control. All we can control is trying to prepare our team to win every single game that we're trying to play. And then if we do that, I'm sure the rankings will say we're pretty good.
But it is nice to be considered among the nation's best. I mean, if you weren't, that would probably be an issue.
Yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say is we need to go out there and prove it. And, you know, with someone saying that we're good, we're not going to listen to that. What I would love to do is go out there and be good, and then you guys can write about how good we are. And so let's go do that first. And then our team, and then even then, we got to go try to win the next one. And then we win the next one. And then really when the season's over, then we can kind of reflect back and go look back and go, hey, you know what? We were a top 20 team. We were a top 5 team. But, you know, I get it. That's how fans and you know, everybody wants to pay attention to the rankings and all that. But if we just focus on the games that we're playing and take care of business, it'll all take care of itself.
Jimmy, can we get your impressions on the draft and where your guys went and the fit with the teams that they wound up with?
Yeah. I mean, I'm proud of all those guys, for one. I mean, to be drafted is an honor, and I'm so much hard work has been paid. It's, you just see it being paid off when an NFL club decides to invest in you and announce your name and put you on their team. And so I'm proud of those four guys so far. I haven't seen anything since. I don't know if it's over or not, but I'm proud of all four of them. I think they're all going to franchises that are in need of their position. And I know those four guys are going to give it their all and be great ambassadors of the University of Washington and what we do around here. And I'm excited to watch those guys battle in preseason games and in the fall.
Hey, Jimmy, you talked about, you know, the team's commitment and dedication during the spring. And I know you asked a lot of them and they come in with a lot. Was it any pleasant surprise from the team, you know, in the 15 practices?
I mean, I think the first thing it's not a surprise. What I'm really proud of is that these new transfers that came in, that come from different programs, they came in here and they just went right. They melted right into our culture, and just they're marching in unison with the rest of our team, which was awesome to watch. Our leaders on our team, you know, put their arms around them and said, hey, this is how we do things. This is what we do. We're not late. We study extra. We come before practice workout, and after practice we do extra things. And just our whole culture around here of everybody knowing each other's name, where they're from, what they're about, what their story is. And really happy that those transfers were able to come in here and just melt into our culture and be a dog.
Jimmy, did you ever try and talk Coach Pete into doing a spring game? And what do you think his reservation was?
Jeez. Thanks, Larry. We've had a bunch of conversations. I don't know. I think I totally understood where he was coming from. I think he probably said it before. I know he didn't want to show very much, you know, to our opponents, which I totally get. And, you know, we held back a lot of stuff today as well because we know it's on TV. And, you know, every coach does that. You know, we held back a bunch of plays and stuff that we're not going to do. But I guess for me, and I don't want to answer for him, for me, the importance of having a real game for our fans and for our players, that outweighed us trying to hold back really everything so nobody can see it. I'd rather our fans and recruits and be excited about our program and see what we're doing and see the bonds that our players have and the energy that we play with, because I think that's just going to attract more fans and more attention.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.